TED Audio Collective.
Hi, this is TED Tech. I'm Simone Ross. Before there was Google Maps, before there was even Google, there was the Environmental Systems Research Institute, aka ESRI. They are the tech company that nobody talks about. Founded in 1969 by Jack Dangermond and his wife, ESRI is a pioneer in Geographic Information System Technology, or GIS. Jack's known as the godfather of GIS, and in his 2020 countdown talk, he lays out his vision for a global, interconnected GIS network, one where geographic location intelligence reveals patterns and visualizes trends. Think of it as a geospatial nervous system for the planet, one that helps us better understand our globe and guides our actions to a more sustainable future.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab Investing Themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like artificial intelligence, big data, robotic revolution, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematicinvesting.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, listeners, before we kick off today's episode, I want to give a shout out to one of our favorite podcasts, Masters of Scale. Every week on Masters of Scale, Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn, meets with some of the world's most successful entrepreneurs, discussing the strategies that got them to where they are. You'll hear from entrepreneurs like former Burberry CEO Angela Ahrendts, Imagine Entertainment's Ron Howard and Brian Grazer, Airbnb's Brian Chesky, and many other iconic founders. Be sure to search for Masters of Scale wherever you get your podcasts.
The world that we live in is not well known. It's fragile. It's rich in biodiversity, and it's increasingly impacted by human activities. Geologists are beginning to call this era the Anthropocene. Today, our world is in trouble because humans are living carelessly. We are threatening our very future. We are, as human beings, going to have to collectively come together and address these challenges. A sustainable future, in my mind, is possible, but we're going to have to do many things, and we're going to have to do these now. Sustainability really requires that we see the world as one system. Today, in my field, the geospatial field, we are seeing technologies emerge that are becoming interconnected. They're allowing us to measure, analyze, and understand what's occurring on our globe. We're bringing together geographic information from many sources, virtually describing everything that is occurring on our planet. These technologies are being systematically interconnected with the web and opening up, allowing organizations to be able to see information and create what I like to describe as a geographic information system for our entire planet. This system promises to be a platform for better understanding and managing our planet, a kind of nervous system for a more sustainable future. A central part of the system is content. We are creating a living atlas of our planet that provides a massive collection of authoritative data and map layers describing information on things like population and the economy, a wealth of information on natural systems, including all the ologies, hydrology, biology, vegetation, and of course, the rich biodiversity that sustains us. This atlas also includes imagery from many sources, from satellites, aerial photography, describing the changing human footprint on our planet. Some of these layers are also almost real time, providing information about pollution and weather and land cover. Remote sensing and machine learning are making it possible for us to see things like wildfires here in the US, but also in Greece and Russia and Italy and Turkey this year. This data is being made available by thousands of individual trusted scientific government and NGO organizations who wish to share and make their data available openly. Recently, my colleagues and I developed a new 10-meter global map of land cover for the entire planet. This was computed in less than a week using AI and machine learning. It has given us a clear picture of land cover patterns today and will also be the foundation for us to periodically show change, update the footprint almost in real time. We can see in Malaysia where the demand for palm oil is impacting and consuming natural areas. In Buenos Aires, we can see the effect of urbanization and sprawl on impacting natural lands around the city. GIS is also being used to model and forecast our future. Organizations around the world are already leveraging this geospatial nervous system for better planning and decision-making. In the future, we're going to have to empower virtually every organization to embrace this new geographic approach. The geographic approach is a way to bring all this information together to see holistically how things are interrelated. A science-based approach which is inclusive that can bring together multiple populations to be able to create more intelligent actions and create a more sustainable future. These kinds of advances in technology and information are increasingly available, but it's going to take more than simply technology to create a sustainable future. It's going to require major segments of our society, organizations, governments, businesses around the world, embracing this science, embracing what technology can offer, and using their creative and design skills to be able to create a better future. Ultimately, it'll require all of us to integrate this kind of thinking, this science-based thinking, this geographic approach thinking, into the way that we make decisions, both as individuals and also in all of our institutions, locally, regionally, nationally, and ultimately globally. Like the internet and other pervasive technologies, this nervous system is going to grow and expand. It's going to empower our collective response to understanding and taking action, not only for climate, but also all the interrelated challenges that we are facing as a global society. We have the tools and the science for better understanding. Now that we can see as much as we can see, we must act. Thank you very much.